On November 30th, there would be a meeting in St. Vincent and the Grenadines with the coordinators of the Community of Latin American and the Caribbean Countries, CELAC. Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Ralph E. Gonzalez, at a recent press conference, explained that the meeting would be held to carry forward the preparations of the CELAC summit scheduled to take place in St. Vincent and the Grenadines next year.
Before the end of this month, there'd be a meeting here of the national coordinators of CELAC. And they have a lot of internal work doing. And to carry forward the preparations for the summit, which is going to take place here. And we are following through on many initiatives which had been taken, you know, discussions in Europe, European Union summit, and also with the African leaders.
The Prime Minister noted, however, that there is an overlap with the scheduled date for the CELAC summit and the CARICOM heads of government meeting scheduled for Guyana next year. This means that the CELAC summit is being proposed to be held on Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd of March instead of the previously proposed February date.
It has emerged that CARICOM heads of government meeting in Guyana has been put for date which overlaps with ours. And I spoke to President Ali, and their challenge in shifting their date is that they have some guests whom they've already locked in particular dates. So that's okay. I mean, a couple of days don't really matter different. So I'm thinking, and I have to talk to Dougie Slater, the PTP, and the pro tempore presidency, the secretariat. And I also have to talk to, communicate with the successor, the president of Honduras, that the in Guyana, the CARICOM heads of government open formally on Sunday the 25th and end on the 28th. So obviously, they can't be at two places at one at the same time. And 14 members of CELAC are at CARICOM. So what I would do is that I want to put CELAC Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd of March. Because if you take somebody from Jamaica or the Bahamas to come down to Guyana, for them to go back up to come back down, I have to put it as closely as possible for them to be able to get out to come here. Next year is a leap year, so you have Thursday the 29th. So we can do the meeting itself, the substantial meeting on the Friday, and people can come out. People can come in on the evening of the Thursday, or anytime on the Thursday they wish. That's Thursday the 29th. And do the meeting on Friday, and they leave St. Vincent and Grenadines on the Saturday. So they, in a sense, it's just, for them, it's really just two working days. Well, really, one working day, because they would have had to travel to go back home on the 29th in any event. So I'm trying to make it, knowing the time of heads now. But I have to send off these new dates.
The 45th meeting of the National Coordinators of CELAC will be held at the University of the West Indies Global Campus from 9 a.m. With today's CELAC report, I am Johnny P. Straker.